know, man, I'd just be that man on the moon. Up on the moon.
What? I don't even know what song you're referencing.
Man on the Moon by Kid Cudi, man.
I guess I didn't.
I'll be that man on the moon.
That sounds like some, like, 70s-ass Elton John shit is what that sounds like. That's a weird... Okay, man on the run. All right, sure. You know what? If you want to get more current with your music, listen to some Black Bear, Do Re Mi. It's a good song. It has Gucci Mane on there. It's good shit. You need to check it out.
Did you what?
Are you serious? You haven't...
If you said anything there, I didn't hear any of it.
Do Re Mi by Black Bear featuring Gucci Mane.
That sounds horrible. Just like based off of those names and the name of the song, like no.
Exactly. That's why I'm offering counterpoint to the fucking Man on the Moon Elton John shit you just like listed there. I'm just giving you a different thing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking Kid Cudi's the shit, except for just the one album's really good.
I don't like
really anything else.
Yeah, where his face is over the moon?
Yeah, Man on the Moon, that's that album.
Oh, I didn't even know that was the name on the album.
That's the name of the album, is Man on the Moon.
Oh, damn, wow, I missed out. I listened to, like, that one song, and it's so good, I can't remember it.
Could you hear me that whole time?
Nope, couldn't hear a damn thing. It was just utter silence. No. It's great.
I wonder if it even picked it up on the thing now, because I literally was yelling at you like, fuck this stupid thing, it doesn't work. I was yelling at it the whole time.
Oh, great. Well, just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, imagine if you will. Imagine time. Wade's cursing profanities left and right, unbeknownst to you, because this is a children's show.
That would be hilarious, and then like you're just trying to explain like a song I need to listen to, and I'm just, fuck this stupid thing.
Let's do it live. Oh, that's an old
This
reference.
Is live. What are you talking about? We're streaming live everywhere to the nation.
Fast-growing internet show.
People are going to be like, what? They stream this? What?
Yeah, everybody streams.
Send everybody on a wild goose chase.
So fast-growing. Everybody.
Where the fuck
like
do they stream this at? They never said that.
It's just stream, man. You just get these fucking weird implants in your head, and you can hear it.
Yeah, we made a deal with Google. That, like, you know, if you get these it's basically a silkworm that's buried into your frontal lobe, and then you can listen to our podcast live.
We're working on
it's part of the new NSA program.
We're working on a deal to somehow burrow our way up to the retinas to somehow just broadcast images of our shitty faces so you can just be like, oh my god, while you're driving. It reduces
population.
That's
what they look like? Damn.
It's like, oh fuck. That would be horrendous.
I figured they looked like trolls, but oh.
Yeah. This is fucking god. I guess what the biggest surprise is they're not in a basement.
No, I'm actually on the second floor of this apartment building. Moving on up, moving on up.
Yeah, I could have been. Okay. I see what you did there.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's just get into Game of Thrones. Some good shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's do it.
It's some good shit.
Well, it's only the third episode, but it was by far the best episode so far.
So, yes, agreed. Yeah, let's just go back and talk about the episode before I talk about anything else. So what did you like about it? Just hot sex.
Well, first off, there are a couple things that really bothered me.
I get those goosebumps
about
every
the whole
time.
Jon Snow Daenerys talk.
The sensual talking? Which discussion are we talking about? The first or second?
The very first one.
Okay.
When it's all of them, not just Daenerys and Jon.
Right.
What bothered me about that is why in the fuck is Jon want to keep it so secretive that he was killed and brought back to life? What purpose does that serve him not telling people that?
Because then they'd have to know what day to celebrate Easter.
It's dumb, though. It's because, like, if he just went up, he's like, bitch, I've seen White Walkers. I have been dead and seen what it's like on the other side. You don't want to be there.
Yo, I've seen some things and some stuff. Yeah, well, I mean, what proof can you offer other than to go, like, literally show or bring back a White Walker? And I don't even know if that second
right,
one's
and nobody's
even possible.
That's not even possible.
Yeah, so I'm just like, all right, I guess it's show and tell, but the question is, how is he going to get her off the rock? Or Dragonstone, so it's stone.
Well, and at this point now, Daenerys is, like, slowly just, like, what her plan is obviously just being throttled, what was her original plan was supposed to be. And so now she's really going to get forced into having to work with Jon.
Oh, yeah.
And my other question is, like, I had some other ones, man. I should have wrote a lot of these down, but I fucking forgot to. But my other question is like, okay, so he's not technically a prisoner there, but she said he could mine the dragon glass, which is a good thing. But she didn't say if he was allowed to leave and take it there, or they would transport it there for him. Is he still stuck there, or is she giving him his ship backs once they mine it all? What's the deal? Because he's got to get back to Winterfell here soon.
Yeah, no, he's gonna kill. He's not. I don't know. They're like, Tyrion was saying, "Hey, give him nothing that make him think he's getting something." But they don't know that nothing is heavily needed. So he's gonna get what he wants, and I think ultimately she's gonna get what she wants.
Yeah, I don't think Jon's gonna bend the knee though.
I do.
I don't think he will.
Okay. I think he'll cave eventually.
Yeah, you're probably right, because but at the same time, I don't know. I think Davos will probably talk him into not doing it, because he knows that by bending a knee, he's going to lose the trust of his people back in Winterfell. That's the only reason he hasn't done it yet.
Because it's motherfucking known he'll lose respect if he does that. You gotta put some respect in his name.
That's what he doesn't need.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what would happen, I guarantee, is if word would get back that he bent the knee, and Sansa would take over and fucking, like, exile Jon.
It's not a big stretch. I mean, he kind of exiled himself originally to the wall, so.
That's what I wanted to bring up. Here's my point about the whole thing with Jon Snow meeting her. And then,
how they're both
so
similar?
He goes to the fucking wall, right, originally.
Okay.
A Night's Watchman's service is for life, correct?
Yeah, until they die. So he did die.
Until they die, correct. But nobody else knows that, and he, for some reason, has now deserted the Night's Watch and is now King of the North, and nobody's fucking questioning that?
I'm sure there's had to have been whispers around the people that were by the wall, like, yo, that don't fuck with that dude. He doesn't die.
But my question is like, she doesn't know that. And she probably never knew he was a Night's Watchman, or unless Tyrion... Well, she did, because Tyrion fucking said so. So Tyrion would probably have to fucking know, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
My point is, like, there's that's just fucking bad writing there. Is like, like, nobody ever goes, well, you're a fucking traitor. You left your post. That's treason. And now you're somehow King of the North, and you let wildlings over. Like, that would lead to so many questions, unless he just explained to everybody, okay, this is what the fuck happened.
I died, and I came back, thanks to the
Red
Witch.
You see my point there? That's fucking horrible.
Why
is nobody asking those questions?
It's a good point. I don't know how to basically describe that away. I mean, they just kind of wrote it off. They're skipping over so much shit because the books aren't there. They don't have to follow anything. They're just saying, hey, George R. R. Martin, yo, what's the basis premise of the rest of the books you're going to write? Like, the theories that you're going to write, ultimately.
I understand that.
And then they're
filling
in.
But at the same time, they could address that in last season. They didn't address that last season. They're not addressing it now. So, that's my whole point, is all of a sudden, there's this blind legion in the North for Jon Snow just because he killed Ramsay Bolton, even though nobody's brought up the fact that he just left the Night's Watch, apparently, even though, everybody at the Night Watch knows he died.
Yeah.
Like, everyone there knows. But there's nobody else who left that post at the wall and has come down to tell anybody. That's my thing.
I think since the country's
nobody was
just
there has left there.
Yeah, the country's just in such turmoil right now that no one gives a fuck. They're like, yo, as long as you're fighting for your country, okay, whatever.
Well, I think it's fucking stupid, and I think it's lazy writing.
Yeah, probably. How's that ice taste?
That's the first time I've ever had, a problem with the writing on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Is it ice good? You chewing on spice there, buddy?
No, it's throat lozenge because I knew I was going to yell.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the talks that they had through that there. I
enjoyed the talks. I'm not disavowing that they weren't good. It's just it's like these frustrating like little tidbits of information that if someone just came out and fucking said it would eliminate so much shit. And like naturally in real life, people would ask those questions. But because this is a fantasy fucking realm and it's all, you know what I mean? They're just trying to plot it to make it more convoluted and interesting. It like, I don't know. That's when it sucks me out.
Okay. Wow. It sucks you out, huh? Wow. Just dry after each episode. The talks are great. The showing of Castle Rock for the first time was kind of cool. And then you got to see, like, oh, hey, look, Jaime Lannister learned something in a nice little callback to the first season yet again, where freaking, was it the second season? I can't remember, but where Robb Stark was King of the North and did that to capture Jaime.
Right, so yeah, it's
a little bait and switch.
Jaime's getting smarter.
Yeah.
And it's also he played off of knowing Tyrion, because Tyrion's always wanted Castle Rock. Really, let's be honest, like, there's no reason that they should have gone after Castle Rock at all.
No, they run it.
What strategic value did they get from taking Castle Rock rather than just going right for the Red Keep?
Because he was saying that's the true seat of power. Because that was where the biggest army was supposed to be. So if you wipe out that, the biggest army's now gone. So, I mean, logically and strategically, that made perfect sense. You go after the biggest, baddest person, which isn't King's Landing at the time. It's Casterly Rock that had their army was well-trained. It's the best trained out of all the Seven Kingdoms, and the goal was go wipe them out so they can't come fortify King's Landing when we go take over.
Well, let me ask you this then. If they go to King's Landing right away and kill Cersei and Jaime Lannister, who the fuck else is going to lead the Lannister army? Answer me that question.
Soldier number 3. I don't know.
There's nobody else. That band would fucking they would disband. Why would and they fucking they don't it's like Tyrion says when he's doing the little monologue when they finally get to Castle Rock. The Lannister army fights out of fear of the Lannisters, not for the pride of them. So if they're both dead, who gives a shit? And if anything, maybe they follow Tyrion. I doubt it. But either way, they're not going to fuck with... Like, that's going to be a non-factor.
You don't want to fuck with me. I mean, come on.
But
somebody
you know
would
I mean,
do
though?
Something. Like, yeah. I see what you're saying. I mean, it holds
water. See, I think it was all like Tyrion just being fucking cocky, and he's always wanted Castle Rock because he was always treated like shit there. He felt like his family always treated him like shit, even when he was there. So he wanted to take what he thought he deserved, which was that place.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes
so
sense.
I think it was totally a selfish and unbelievably stupid move.
That it may be. But either way, I mean, hey, they got a stronghold now, but it's separated their army. So I'm interested.
A stronghold for what?
It's just a stronghold. It's impregnable.
With no food and no gold and no valuables. And now that what's his nuts, the king of the Iron Islands now, whatever, Euron Greyjoy, he's destroyed their fleet down there. And now, like, the Unsullied are fucking stuck there.
Well, we got to hear Bronn's famous quote.
Nothing.
Yeah, but we got to hear Bronn's famous quote again, which I was glad to see them work it back in. Give me 10 good men and I'll impregnate the bitch.
Right, like, but still, it doesn't do... That doesn't do anything, Nathan. There's no strategic value. They're fucking stuck on Castle Rock now.
I don't think they'll be for
surrounded
long.
By Euron Greyjoy's fucking army.
Yeah, I guarantee you the dragons... Like, Dany's going to do something.
Well, and if she, she might do that, but like now that they know, well, they only know that part of his army is there. Like, I guess you don't know that Euron Greyjoy's there, though. So she's just going to fly the dragons up there and burn the ships, and then what? Have them stuck there still because there's no other ships for them to fucking go with?
Hell if I know, dude.
Because all of their other ships were burned when Euron attacked them and got, And got, what's Theon's sister's name?
I don't know.
But all those ships are gone. There was like 20 left that made it back to...
Right.
Yeah, Yara. There's only like 20 ships that made it back to Dragonstone. And now there's no ships there the Unsullied to drive back to because the whatever fleet they had sent over there killed all those ships. So if she flies the dragons up there, what the fuck's it matter? And kills them all. They're still stuck.
They can march. I don't know.
Because they're going to burn those.
I mean, shit.
I'm shitting all over your theories today.
More on that later. Okay. So then we can move on. The fucking rest of the show, we get to see that. Those are like the big set pieces. Then we also.
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well, what happened at Winterfell? Where freaking Littlefinger doing like some weird poetic mind fuckery. Like, wage war at all fronts at all times, so no, you're never surprised. I'm like, oh, so be schizophrenic, you psychopath.
That dude's just a fucking asshole and needs to die, and I can't wait for him to die.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't wait, because deserving. What's going to happen is Bran's going to tell Sansa, or he's going to tell Jon once he gets back, that Littlefinger killed their aunt.
Did he? Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
remember he threw her down the well. Hole.
Okay, no, I was thinking that's her. For some reason, I was thinking of their mom. I was like, wait, no, that wasn't him. Okay, I got my mind.
No, he
all
killed
fucked.
Their aunt.
Yeah, I remember now. He pushed her down the Aerie. Assume.
Yeah, and that's why he has the control of that army now.
Yeah. Yeah, for now.
So that's. I bet you that's how he dies. Is like Bran just like, I've seen what you've done.
Yeah. Speaking of Bran, how fucked is that? He's like, yo, sis, hey. Hey, I remember when you were getting
married. You got raped!
Yeah, exactly. Just like, it was snowing just like this, and you wore a white dress. And just so nonchalantly,
yeah.
And just like walks off like, oh, fuck. Just brings up
a terrible problem if he's just going to be deep and brooding the rest of the fucking series.
Because
like, was that not kind of annoying and like pompous?
Yeah, the no emotion whatsoever, doesn't care really. About the Stark name anymore. He's his own entity. He's outside of it. He just came there and,
well,
like
what
said,
I love is he's like, it's hard to explain. Not really. You spent a year in a fucking tree with an old man who taught you how to see into the future, past, and present, and you know everything.
Oh.
That's pretty fucking easy to explain.
Oh, the Catholic Church. Gotcha.
No, but he sits on a throne, not a tree, Nathan.
Oh, sorry.
That's a different type of wood that pokes you.
Oh!
So,
you get all that, he's talking, but his sole objective is to talk to John, which, I mean, what else has he got to tell John besides, yo, you're not a Stark? Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
Remember. No, he is a Stark, technically, just not
with the same
last name.
Yeah, but he's going to divulge, like, no, here's your true lineage.
Yeah, well, your true father is.
It's Darth Vader.
He's going to have to, like, basically... I think he's going to have to warg with Jon, because he could warg with people, right?
Yes.
Or we haven't seen that, I guess.
Yeah, well, he could warg with him, because it was the same... Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen it, because when he was warging with somebody else...
Yeah, he hasn't taken somebody back with him.
Well, he hasn't taken anybody back with him that can't warg themselves. But,
right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just take a non-warger back.
I thought, couldn't everybody else warg with their direwolf? Or was it just him?
No.
Okay, it was just him.
It was just him.
Okay. So I was that eliminates
the
that chance. All right. Still, though, it's like, cool.
Well, I wanted to bring up, speaking of his warging, this is a callback to the first episode. Do you remember that cold open where it shows the White Walkers walking through the snow and stuff like that?
Oh, where it hits a baby?
What?
Okay, no. I thought that's where you're going, where it touches a baby and it turns the baby's eyes
blue. No, I'm talking about the first episode this season, Nathan. Not fucking several episodes and several seasons ago.
I'm talking about
this season.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about this season.
The very first episode where the guy was when it showed like the army of the dead walking towards the camera.
Oh, yeah. With the Night King and
remember
everything.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember you saw the one giant and it was missing an eye?
Yeah, because that's the giant that killed that big battle.
Yeah, and so that means Bran can see in the future.
Oh.
Because 1-1 was killed south of the wall at the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah. Huh. That's
so
true.
So he's seen the White Walkers have already gone past
the wall.
Winterfell.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I didn't even think about that. Holy shit.
So, yeah, I thought about that as soon as I saw him. I went, wait a second. I forgot to bring it up because we were covering so much shit that episode, the time we talked about it. But, like, that's crazy, isn't it? Like, he's seen the future. Because the next shot you see is Bran unfinished warging, and they're crossing the wall.
Gotcha. Yeah, they get he unfucks himself. That I mean, that'd be such a weird thing. It's like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know if I'm in the past, future, present. I'm just.
Have you ever heard the fan theory that Bran might be the Night King?
That'd be crazy. No, I haven't heard
because
that.
They think maybe it's like a dream, like he's just dreaming all of this.
Huh.
But he was really always the Night King.
He just learned.
Because yeah, there's a whole rabbit hole about that. I couldn't even possibly go into that.
Well, I'm wondering what, if anything, the Night King did when he touched Bran. Because he left that mark on him.
That's the big controversy. Nobody knows.
Because it left a mark, and then he's just like, yo, okay. And now he's just like, yo, I need to find a tree so I can live in a tree.
Right.
Just be all fucked.
The other cool part of the episode was it's cool yet really fucked up how Cersei decided to take care of the snakehead.
Yeah.
From Dorne.
And see, I thought the name of the episode was Queen's Justice. So I was like, oh, cool. Here goes Daenerys. She's going to lay down the law on people. When in actuality, it was Cersei getting revenge for her lost daughter.
On a lot of people.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, awesome.
But, like, it was so brutal how she decided to do that. Like, we'll stuff food down your throat to make sure you watch your daughter die.
Yeah, and then she's like, no, and we'll keep you alive for as long as you stay alive to just stare at your daughter's corpse. I'm like, holy shit. Brutal.
Yeah, she's brutal, man.
And then
she's like, she's just inching towards the Mad Queen title.
Oh, no, I think she already
is. There's already Mad King, man. We're getting a Mad Queen.
Yeah. I also think that Jaime, I don't know how he feels. Like, she basically comes in there and just, like, forces him to have sex. Like, since when did Jaime become, like, a sympathetic character? Like, it's like...
You kind of always kind of have felt a little bad for him. They kind of, like, build you to feel that way about Jaime for a while. Because, like, when he gets captured and you, like, kind of learn about him as a person with when he was hanging out with Brianna Tarr.
Which is his, like, true love, and, like, I think.
Yeah, like, it's like a side... So that's a side quest.
you got to pick up those experience points first.
Yeah, but, like you see, like, you kind of start to understand him as a person and why he is the way he is. And then, you start to hate him again when, like, you have the battle for... called? Where they go down to,
Paradise City.
Oh, it's the river. It's right down where the river. Remember the castle on the river? It's where
the Riverlands.
Yeah. Catelyn's.
Yeah, Yes, it's the Riverlands.
Yeah, when he goes down there, and I can't remember who he has like tied up in there, but he's like, I'd kill anybody and anybody for Cersei. Like, and then you kind of hate his guts after that again. So you're like, fuck her, man. Like, she's a cunt.
Yeah. That's an apt description of that.
And
character.
But now you're starting to get like understand like he doesn't even know if he really loves her anymore, and that's reinforced at the end of the show when they kill Lady Tyrell.
Yeah, which I'm sorry, you're killing off a character. Which hey, she's been a huge thorn in the side for Cersei, admittedly. However, the way she goes out is one big fuck you before she goes.
That's the best part. I saw the greatest meme ever, which is it says, I promise I won't say anything savage. Me one drink later, and it's a picture of Lady Tyrell. I was like, that's so fucking great.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, she drinks the poison. She's on her deathbed. Jamie's like,
she couldn't
drink
it fast enough.
Yeah, she just gobbled that down and then looks at him dead straight in the eyes and goes, well, just wanted to let you know. I poisoned Joffrey. I didn't know the poison side effects. It was a shock to me. It must have been a shock to you, too, to lose a son as a father. Just like, yo, I knew that was your kid.
Yeah, I also love the fact, too, that they she even says before that's even uttered, like when he first walks in, it like she says something, that was Joffrey's sword, wasn't it? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, he always was a daft little cunt.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. It's like hilarious. She basically insulted her dead son right in front of him twice.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I actually was dying laughing watching. There was a couple things I laughed by. I can't remember the first, though, for some reason. There's something really funny that actually happened, though. And it's just evading me.
Probably Tyrion when he's leading Jon up to the thing and he's like, it was a long tale to get here. I was drunk for most of it.
Well, there's that. But no, it was like early in the episode. I want to say like 5 minutes in. Was that early?
Yeah, that's like 5 minutes in.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
that was really okay. that was the first scene of this episode was Tyrion and them walking up to the queen's like throne room.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then you see the dragon like what is it like? Because like my buddy pointed this out to me too. He's like, well, that wasn't like heavily kind of like foreshadowing again, where it's like Jon says, like Tyrion says something about, oh, another, now we have another Stark on the throne in the north. And Jon says, I'm not a Stark. And that's when the dragon flies down right at it, like right by them, as soon as he says, I'm not a Stark. Like, oh, that's not obvious why they did that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, overall, it was a fucking.
The only thing they could have done that was more obvious is if, like, the fucking dragon picked him up, threw him on his back, and he started steering it, like, ride me!
Yeah, it'd be fucking crazy, man. Yeah, and then definitely, the next thing I want to talk about is. So, the whole Melisandre thing with Varys, how fucked was that?
Like, I thought it was pretty badass, yeah, because.
We're both gonna die.
That bitch knows more than anybody on this goddamn fucking earth at this point.
It was just super weird, though, because she just prophetically just said flat out, yo, I have to come back to die here, as do you. And then they're just calling each other by their code names, because she's like, dear spider. I'm like, wait, what? I haven't heard Varys called the spider
in a while. Yeah, dude, they're just going to, like, because everybody's, what's going to happen is everybody's going to die.
Game over, man!
Everyone's
game over.
Gonna fucking die. The show won't have a happy ending.
Probably not. Not at all. Not a chance.
I'll be shocked if I'm even remotely like happy with how this ends.
Okay. I'd be surprised too. It's a big ask. Definitely. But anything else you want to talk about Game of Thrones?
No, I think I hit all my major points and complaints this week.
Okay, cool. Before we get into anything else, to continue on Game of Thrones talk, so there's a big leak, right?
Big leak. I haven't looked at any of it. I'm not going to because I don't want to.
All right, so I did the opposite of that. I went to the...
Well, don't tell me anything.
I'm not. that's why I wasn't trying to talk about future episodes hardly at all, because I was just like... Well, this leak came out, and I'm like, man, I don't have it. Because George R.R. Martin has a fucking problem in putting out these books, so I can't read them like I want to because I find the books vastly more entertaining than watching the show. While the show is great in bite-sized form, it's always better to have, like, your mind's eye kind of picturing who's doing what and their voice, all that other stuff. But, no, it's super interesting where they're going to go. And I was surprised at how detailed it is because I'm not going to explain any of anything to you. I'm just going to say it with this. All of the spoilers out on the dark web, which ended in a .ca. I'm sorry, if you gave me a .ca, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? So I checked it on my phone just to be sure that it's legit because you never know on Reddit. Reddit's got a subreddit going where if they're saying like, yo, if you post any of this shit outside of this particular forum, we will just ban you. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go to this website. It gives you all.
Why do you want to spoil the entire thing for you?
It just gives me the rest of this season.
You have no fun of watching the show now.
Well, I don't have any pictures, and it just gives you major plot points. It doesn't tell you all the things that happen in between or how they come about. It just says, yo, here's what happens. So.
No, that's dumb.
I don't give a fuck. It's a TV show that I enjoy, and in no way, shape, or form does that deter me from going to watch this. All it does now is I got information where somebody says something in any capacity to me to try and spoil the next episode, which I had somebody do, I have the ammo now to come right back to them, which I did to this individual, and tell them how the season ends. Just, I will up you in your fuckery and eat a dick. So then immediately they shut up and just were like, all right, I'm done telling you anything.
Yeah, what a fucking twat waffle those people are.
Oh, I don't...
There's one reason why I hate social media.
Yeah, I just wanted to know for my own sake, I don't really care about sharing those details with anybody. Because, hey, now I know these things are going to happen, but still, I don't know in what way they're going to come about. I just know they're going to happen, and that's if this thing is actually correct. So, but the thing that that site offered to prove that, yo, we know what the fuck we're talking about, they had stills from the upcoming episodes. So, to like try and say, no, no, this is happening, I have no idea of the validity of them. However, I did skip over all of those because I don't want to see any of the action before I get to actually watch the show.
Gotcha.
So I was just like, okay, I'll read a little bit, get the major plot points, what's going to ultimately happen, but I still want to watch it because, hey, just watching it for the spectacle is fun to talk about because all the shit that's going on. The only thing I do want to talk to you about is because I did view one still before I started skipping them, and that's for next episode. But they show.
Dude, I don't want to know anything about
it. No. This doesn't spoil anything. This is a picture without the CGI, okay? So you just see a picture. And I won't tell you anything else that goes on that would spoil anything. You just see Daenerys holding a dragon head like she's petting it. But to get it in the picture, like a CGI, she's got like her fist in the dragon's neck up to its head like it's a fucking puppet. She's just like cradling. I'm like, is this like Sesame Street for these dragons when they get on the set? Like now,
that's nothing new. They've shown stuff like that before. Like they've shown past seasons when the dragons were smaller like that.
Oh, because I was just looking at them like, and you see, that's the thing, is this dragon was so tiny that when she was doing that, it made me wonder if anything I read was kind of real or not.
See, that, so it was a tiny dragon head?
Yeah, it was a smaller dragon head.
Then that's bullshit. It was an all. Was she wearing a blue dress?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
Well, if she's wearing a blue dress, it's a shot from an older Game of Thrones where she's sitting on a rock petting the dragons when they were younger.
Who's in her company would lead me to believe it's this season, but I won't. I don't know. I don't know how they do their CGI, dude. So that's where I'm like, I don't know. I'd be
I saw a thing a long time ago about how they showed how they do the dragons, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to watch for, like, one episode. Just be like, cool. All right, I'm out.
It wasn't like I was, like, unimpressed with that, but it's like, I know what you're talking about now, and it's like, I'm pretty sure it's just the same shit they've done before, so don't understand how that's that telling.
Yeah, but that's the funniest thing. I just wanted to bring that up because everybody keeps telling me, oh, the show got hacked and HBO lost all the scripts and all this other stuff, and blah, yada, 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 and now they're going to lose viewers. I'm like, in no way, shape, and form are they going to lose any viewers. Because what asshats are out... Well, I guess there are asshats out there that don't even watch the show that'll just come out and post spoilers, which I have seen, and that's kind of why I just went ahead and read them, because I was going out and I was looking on forums on someplace, and there's just people making blanket comments spoiling shit at the very end. So they're just like, boom, matter of fact, just saying all this shit, and it's just like, oh, thanks, dick.
Why do they even keep those servers that have all that shit online? They should just have all their fucking scripts offline so this shit doesn't happen. Like, when it's this big of a show and you want to try to keep shit under wraps, why do you need those to be online, accessible by everyone in the company who has access to that drive? You know what I mean? The fuck do you need that for?
They start using the pigeons the characters are sending. Send a white raven to tell me my next line.
But seriously though, they could make a fucking offline server that has no ability to get hacked like that.
Oh, that'd be too smart. Yeah, no, it really would be smart, or to get the most updated version, ensure you come sync your device with this server right here, and it's not something that can be accessed over Wi-Fi. You have to come in and plug it in to get an update. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. Keep everything like that for this kind of big of a show and this big of a production. Keep it all offline.
Okay, yeah. I can get behind that.
It's smart.
Yeah, but
HBO's other businesses do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, okay. Agreed, but they went the other route, apparently. And they're like, hey, people, come hack us and take our shit. Yeah. But
watch, none of it be true. It was just like a brilliant ploy. Like, HBO left like a dummy account out there, so nothing anybody ever read was true, actually.
That would be fucking hilarious.
It's just a giant, giant fucking like publicity stunt just to get even more people watching Game of Thrones or something.
That would be fucking,
because now maybe people, like, because people aren't going to be able to like know if it's true or not until they watch it.
Correct. So it's, and the ones that they have that I know are correct are like the first three episodes, what they said, but it's like, well, those episodes are out and this just got hacked yesterday. So it's like, okay, of course you're going to get the first three episodes. If you fuck those up, I mean, there's no validity at all. So,
yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, because like, think of the marketing press you always hear about when any kind of company gets hacked. It's huge news.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it could be very well, like an really well orchestrated marketing ploy.
Yeah, it could very well be.
By the way, if people don't know, like punandgame.com was recently hacked. So, yeah, you know, it was a huge scandal. They got all of the Fun Pun Gaming episodes and all of these wonderful podcasts you listen to, you know.
Helping us become the fastest growing internet show and pirated show.
That's actually correct.
We're on Pirate Bay, baby.
We probably are. I wouldn't put it past anybody. People steal everything and upload it everywhere.
Steal a free show. It's like the shittiest Robin Hood in the world. I stole all these IOU cards. You'd be surprised, cards. Man. Ah, man, that'd be fucking terrible.
Happens to YouTubers all the time where they fucking, people will jack like even like an not necessarily a super successful YouTube channel, but like a decently successful one, and then like jack their videos and put it on their site and monetize them still, and then they'll get the money for it because it's hard. There's so many fucking people's channels. There's so many channels, and then there's so many videos. It's so hard to like flag stuff for like, oh, that's already being used by somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I'm stepping in what you're setting down.
Yeah.
But outside of that shit, what you been up to, man?
Bruh. Rick and Morty's back.
Okay, Rick and Morty. Riggity, riggity, wreck yourself.
Dude, it was... they played episode 2 of season 2 on the premiere of this last Sunday. So that was really fucking awesome. I got to watch that. And it was fantastic, as always. Set on like a Mad Max Fury Road kind of world this episode. And the kids are trying to deal with Beth and Jerry's divorce. But they're not doing it very healthily. Healthily.
Well, we all saw that coming. Hopefully they can. Jerry is a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was a really great episode. I don't like to spoil that show for a lot of people. Like, that's the basic premise you need to know. Like it's hard for me to even spoil that show just because, like, you almost have to watch it to, like, get all the great writing and watch how cool the animation is and shit. So go check that out. The first two episodes, including episode 1 of season 3 and episode 2 of season 3, are all streaming on Adult Swim right now, so you can go watch those for free right now.
Okay.
So definitely check that out. That was a fucking blast and a half. This last Saturday was my buddy AJ's show, No Sleep, which featured 12 of Des Moines' finest comics, and that was a ton of fun. I went and checked that out. I ended up getting roped into helping him work the door to like take money for people and check tickets. I ended up getting roped into that. It was cool because I got free drink tickets out of that. So
there you go. Nice.
Yeah. And everybody killed it. It was a great show. Almost, I think there was around 90 people there, and he was only, but there was enough walk-ins that we ended up getting over that. So yeah, it was a really successful show.
Sweet. It's good to hear.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was. Yeah, and AJ said he'd like to come back on the podcast and maybe talk about it sometime. So maybe in the future we'll have AJ talking about that, about the success and what he did, and maybe the behind the scenes.
All right, we'll do our own Game of Thrones episode, and then we'll roll credits, and then we'll come back in this scene. We are actually hoping to convey that this shit was funny.
Yeah, exactly. It was a No, that was a good show. I forget what I was going to say. Oh, I guess his new plan is he's going to do this No Sleep. It's themed show every 4 months. So the next one should be in November.
He'll be gone till November?
Working that out.
Gone till November. Yep.
Wake him up when September ends.
No, gone till November. Wyclef Jean. It's literally a song.
Well, what I just quoted was a song, too.
Yeah, a shittier song, because after September's October, numbnuts, it doesn't work.
I am dumb. Shit. But still, you'd want to be woken up after that, because then you'd want October to get ready for November.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, I thought you were just going to go, no, I need Halloween in my life.
No, Halloween's dumb.
What are you talking about? Everybody get dressed.
It's a satanic pagan holiday.
All the girls and boys can come out and dress like whores. Dirty girls.
But guess what else, man? I wanted to talk to you about this. Because this is some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life.
Ridic.
I happened to go out to dinner with my buddy. We're at this sports bar.
Bar.
And up on ESPN2, we're eating, is playing the World Martial Arts U.S. Open Championship.
Open Championship. All right.
Now, in your own words, tell me what you think the World Martial Arts Tournament is like.
All right. Well, let me take a crack at this. Okay, first the guy comes in and he learns from Miyagi. He's got to do a lot of wax on, wax offs. But eventually he learns that, hey, this actually blocks stuff. He makes it. And then he does a kick-ass roundhouse kick, and it's really the highlight of this martial arts tournament.
No.
Oh,
there is zero fighting involved in this at all.
What are they doing, having a stare down?
No, there's no head-to-head combat. What it is, Nathan, is it's these fucking dorks. These fucking white dorks. That's what really made me weird. I was like, why are there no Asian people in the martial arts tournament?
Because they kick all their asses. That's why. They just fucking
That's what my buddy told me. He's like, because they'd win. No, it's all these white dorks. They're all dorks. Look, they're taking the martial art weapons. All
right.
And they're basically doing a choreographed. It's basically, Olympics where they do the tumble on the mat and they're doing the routine. They're doing that with ninja weapons.
Oh, shit. So, okay. Going back to my childhood, back when I was I think it was brown belt, they unlocked it where you could start doing weapons training. But all it involved, and I did it for a little bit before I stopped doing it, but I started doing little tricks with size because I like Raphael. So I just picked two sizes,
yeah,
and
that's
I got
what
to
this was.
I could just spin them
a
in my hands.
A bunch of dorks.
And just like
trying to fucking basically, these were ex-baton players in the fucking band is what they were.
I could throw
it. They're part of the flag team, and they could throw it up and spin it and catch it and shit.
Did they have the dude with the sword that with the fucking streamer on the end to make it look more majestic?
They might as fucking well have.
Yes.
Dude, this one dude, I swear to God. Okay, so he's using the stick. I don't know what you call it, what it's technical, but just the stick like Donatello uses. And he's doing all this shit.
It's called the staff.
And it's a green highlighted stick. It's a super highlight stick is what it is.
Yo, check out my green bow staff. He's got a green bow staff. That's amazing. So, by the way, when they're introducing it, they'd be like, all right, here comes Jacob Malone. Friends like to call him.
Dude, no, they had whiter names than that.
I know, but I'm just saying, Jacob comes in here. His friends like to call him Hanzo Weeaboo.
That's the one thing I was really, upset about, is, we're in a bar, so we couldn't hear the audio, because I would have loved to hear it. Because at one point, Nathan, I'm talking, this dude's spinning around his green highlighter bow staff, right?
Okay.
And he throws it up in the air, and it's spinning like crazy. And he does, these three spins, on one foot, right? Throwing some kicks. And then, catches it perfectly, when the stick comes down, and he lands it, and he catches it perfectly horizontally, right? And, strikes this pose. And he stands up and just goes, yeah! Yeah! Just freaking out. He just, absolutely conquered Genghis Khan or something.
So he rose up and he looked like Jean-Claude Van Damme that just won a Mortal Kombat victory.
Just the most neck veiny thing I ever yelled. Just yeah,
yes. Why have I never seen this?
Dude, all I could say was, like, I just kept looking at my buddy. I was like, these dudes are the biggest dorks ever.
Or,
like, that's a dork.
Like, I'm just trying to think of a scenario in which these people would walk around and fucking, yo, ma'am, I could kick your ass, but first, I need to go home. I got a boat staff. I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, let me go.
I have no doubt those dudes can actually, like, defend themselves and kick their ass. Like, if you know any kind of martial arts or karate or something, compared to the average person who doesn't know any of that shit, you could beat the shit out of somebody.
Oh, for sure.
But they're still dorks.
Yeah.
Go on a date with any woman ever and try to explain to her that you're the world martial arts champion with a bow staff.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's not going to go over
well. It's going to go over well. I'm not joking. That would go over well. It's when you show them the method in which you won, that's where it all of a sudden, that's where you go from, yeah, I'm a badass, to her looking over and going, what the fuck is wrong with you? I thought, when you told me that, I thought you whooped people's ass. Now I see that you fought an imaginary demon.
That's like he's explaining, that's his method. He's like, I just get up there and imagine I'm fighting a dragon and I'm protecting the Great Wall of China.
Like, does his fight start off with him yelling, it's over 9,000, and then he goes crazy? Oh, yes, the Mortal Kombat music. Yes. Finish
him.
Dude,
I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Like, and... like, it wasn't like it wasn't impressive. It was just like, this is on ESPN2 right now. How desperate are they for content? First drone racing, now this. Like, what?
Oh, man, it's great. And, like, and that's where I – that kind of stuff makes me laugh, where people's dogging on, like, what is it? Dota's getting on there, starting getting the professional video games. I'm like, hey, at least there's a fucking, like, competitive – there's a true competition in which you're going head-to-head. Where it's like, no, I'm fucking taking out an opponent. I'm not, oh, here, look at my dance routine with this fucking weapon.
Yeah, like you're judging figure skating.
Yeah, exactly. There's an actual competition where there's like, no, this dude got fucking crushed and they're knocked out of the tournament. I don't know. That's
It was just one of the dumbest things I could see. I was just like, I kept watching it going, my eyeballs hurt from this.
Oh no, I keep watching. That sounds amazing. Like the dude with the size is fucking trying to do flips and shit, fucks up, puts one upside down, next thing you know it's got a sigh impaled through his palm. Just like, oh no. Fucking guy with the bow staff turns into a pogo stick. I'm just trying to think of all the horrible injuries that could occur. Like, even if that sword
you
that they're swinging
around. You have
to
jump up pretty high for that fucking bow staff become a pogo stick. I mean, they're tall. They are.
Well, some have you ever seen one of those tournaments where they do it and they come out and they treat it like a pole vaulter to do a kick? Because they run, they plant it in the ground, they jump up.
No, Nathan, I haven't because I'm not a loser and I don't watch martial arts tournaments where people are dancing with weapons.
I saw this while I was in karate. I didn't ever teach. This is awesome. And mind you, when I was doing that in karate, I was 9? Like, I was a little kid. And then I was done by the age
These dudes
10.
Are in their 20s.
Oh,
These
yeah.
dudes are in, like, their mid to late 20s.
Oh, yeah. They're like, yo, man, I'm Hanzo Hattori. I am
At
Ninja
At least they
Gaiden.
Look like it.
They're fucking... They come out in the cowl with the whole ninja getup, and at the end, they just throw a ninja star into the
they
ceiling.
They did, too.
Yes!
One dude was wearing a fucking straight up like shogun outfit, like, you know, like the Japanese where they had like the big white top and like the big baggy pants when he did his sword routine.
So he's running around going, I am a descendant of Nobunaga Oda. Just start naming shit.
All white dudes.
That's amazing. That whole thing should be dubbed over and just have that weeaboo song over it. I'm gonna go home and make sweet love to my body pillow anime style.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous and dumb. Other than that.
Yes.
I beat the second boss. And speaking of, you know, things that are probably pointless, and most people are like, who gives a shit that you like to do that?
Who gives a
second boss in Demon Souls. Not Dark Souls.
Jeez. Demon Souls. Which one did you go to? Because it's your choice. You can go to whatever stone you want.
No, you gotta go to none of the other ones are open yet.
Oh, wow, you don't have them all, okay.
Yeah, you have to open them all, Nathan. You have to do it in a certain order.
I didn't. Wait till after you beat that one, then I'll start opening.
Oh, well, I just beat the Tower Knight or something like that. He's just basically a giant knight with a giant shield.
Yeah, where you got that second level where all the archers are.
Yeah, you just gotta go kill all them first and then go cut out his ankles.
Yep. Take his cankles down!
Yeah, so I beat that guy. It only took me 3 tries to beat him, so I felt like I did decent with that.
That's not bad at all.
Jake keeps warning me about one boss he hates really bad. He's like, wait till you get that guy. He's like, you're gonna fucking hate that guy.
How has he played Demon Souls? He's never had a PS3.
He played it when you... He played it when you still had the PS3 at our place, and like you lent it to us or something, and he played it on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a while ago. Like, he said he beat this... I think it's Maneater is the name of the guy.
I'd have to see him to remember that one.
I don't know, but it's ingrained in Jake's brain. He's like, fuck that guy. I beat that guy, and then I never played the game again because fuck that dude. Like, he just ruined it. He's like, once I beat him, I didn't care anymore.
Oh, the end boss is fucking weird, but anyways...
Yeah, okay. So other than that, that's all I did, man. That was my week. All
right, man. Sounds good.
What about you? What you done did this week?
Well, man, I've been doing stuff like watching My Hero Academy, which that shit's still fucking great. Which you can go to puntinggames.com and check out the snap review that came out on that bad boy. Shameless. Just came out hot off the presses. Yeah, I love that show, though. It's fucking great. You get to see all the fucking superpowers on display. Each one inherits from, like, you can inherit your quirk from your parents. And then some of them got two from, like, one from their mother and the other from their father. So, like, one of them literally has ice and fire. So it's, like, one side of his body's all ice. He can project ice. The other's fire. I mean, it's Midoriya or Deku is your main character who's just, like, the most neurotic, crazy person character, because he's always about taking notes about everybody's quirk and trying to study everything, but then he's also striving to be the most powerful, which he does happen to have.
Gotcha.
He's got the most potential. So,
interesting.
It's an interesting thing, because you got the bad guys trying to kill certain people. There's a hero killer, because he doesn't believe what they stand for is actually just. They're all just people saying, I'm a hero to make money. And then you actually have villains that are just like, oh, I'm just here to sow chaos, and I hate anybody that doesn't agree with sowing chaos. So it's a fun little dynamic, and of course they're all in school, because all anime seemingly takes place in high schools for the majority of it.
Well, animes nowadays, they do.
Yeah.
Just like nowadays, porn are always incest.
Yeah, what the fuck,
or
man?
Forced.
Jesus. Yeah, they're just getting fucking weird. It's like, oh, we ran out of... Oh,
we've covered that so many times, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but I just like throwing that in there as a comparison. Like, always these things start getting in these trends, and then you're just like, why is this happening?
Speaking of getting into things, no. So, I was fucking around playing some old school Nintendo games, right? And my daughter wanted to play. And I told her, I'm like, oh, cool. Hey, you know, this game came out when I was 7, right? She turns around, just looks at me and goes, oh, hey, were TVs even around? Just daggers. With the next sentence following, and I can't remember it, but the next sentence involved George Washington. Like,
awesome.
Am I walking
around? You got
around?
Roasted by a 7-year-old.
Burn. A sick burn. And it hurt. Like, it was one of those ones where you just kind of grab your chest, don't know what to say. Like, ow.
Did you explain to her that the TVs we had when we were kids had giant boxes on the back of them?
No, I just don't want to blow her mind too much. The TV weighed more than you do. It's just like...
Well, she has that kind of TV in her room, though, right?
No, she has a new TV. It's flat screen.
Oh, well, she used to, right?
She used to have a she used to have an old school CRT,
like Disney one,
but it was tiny. It wasn't like the one we used to play at that literally weighed over 100 pounds that we had in the basement from the fucking 70s. That giant motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, we had that one first. Well, I always think of, whenever I think of the games we played a lot as a kid, I always think of the Sega up in the attic on like the tiny TV that had the fucking turn dial for the channels. There was only like 7 channels on it.
Yeah, and then we got that 32-inch eventually put up there. Eventually.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
I just always think of that one first though.
Yeah. Oh man, sick burns. It was good. The other thing is, walking around downtown Omaha is getting quite interesting, shall we say. So in the past week, I've been stopped by a couple making the turn going, yo, and this is how they prefaced everything. This is how they opened up. I just want you to know, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't do drugs. I'm not here to buy booze at all. I'm not going to go buy cigarettes. I'm not trying to take your wallet, nothing. I just need bus fare. Can you please give me money?
No.
Exactly. So, say no to that. Walk away. Today, I have this adorable little girl walk up. And mind you, I see where she walks out of. She walks out of there's a van, and the door's still open. She just walks out, and they got the parents still sitting in the driver's seat. So here's where I'm like,
100% sure they were parents.
No, but I'm immediately skeptic because she just walks up and goes, she doesn't say hey or anything. She just goes to both of us, and the person I'm walking to, can I use one of your phones to call my mom? That's blunt question. Nope. And the other person pauses, like stops walking, and just sits there and thinks for a good 10 seconds. I'm just like, come on, what are you doing? They're either going to, like, I didn't say it, but I'm like, that door's open. They're either A, going to run back to that van, take off, and steal your phone, or just crack it, crush your soul, and you're going to regret everything.
Yeah, that's a fucking scam and a half.
Oh, yeah. If you want anything, the adult would get the fuck out. Not the kid. They wouldn't send their kid. Like, that was so shady. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I worry about that because, like, I hope that little girl's okay. Just because, like, you know, not to bring up a dark subject matter, but, you know, the Midwest is very notorious for being in the middle of, like, trafficking, human trafficking, because we're in the middle of the country.
So I get out of the fucking, I get out of work, going on a walk, and that was probably maybe Monday. I fucking get out, and they're on the bus, this big yellow bus, all right? But then it has an accusation written on it, and it goes, stop sex trafficking in Nebraska. Like, well, that's very accusatory to drive around with. I'm like, you could have phrased that better, like, help stop, but no, they're just blatantly telling people, no, hey, just stop it. Guys, stop it.
Well, it's because, like, you know, Omaha at one point, like, there was, like, a proven story that, like, the Boys and Girls Club was, like, a fucking... Boys Town, sorry, that's what it is. The Boys Town thing was, like, a huge part of, like, a child sex trafficking ring in, like, the 80s, right? You know that happened, right?
Yeah.
Pretty possible, but pretty sure it probably still going on.
No, definitely still going on. You never hear anything out of there.
Dude, I was listening to a podcast today I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, and they brought up a statistic they looked up on Google that, like, 800,000 kids are kidnapped every year.
You know, that seems like a low number.
It's 800, like, that's, I just gave the low number, which it's 800,000 to 1 million kids each year.
I thought kidnapped. You said 8,000. Holy fuck.
No, 800,000.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that seems like a high number. Okay.
To 1 million kids.
Yeah.
Add 4 more zeros.
Wow. That's a
big old difference. And speaking of shitty parents, though, because, I mean, obviously you got to watch kids, but and save the whales. The process of watching bullshit on Nat Geo, I saw, like, this gazelle giving birth. And I'm like, A, this is fucking disgusting. B, all of a sudden you just see this gazelle bolt, and it just finishes shitting out this baby gazelle. But right as it bolts, a leopard runs up. It just shat out this baby as like, hey, a decoy, I'm living, bye. But you know what? Only humans are shitty parents.
Yeah, that's just a wild dog. That's just how it happens. Dude, I saw this video the other day of this. It's a zebra, right? And it's in this. It's in like a river. It's out running and it's swimming through it, and then it outruns and beats these crocodiles that are trying to get it, right?
Okay, like,
well, guess what happens as soon as it gets out of the water?
What?
It gets jacked by a pride of lions. So it escapes death, and then immediately meets it right away.
It's like a Final Destination where somebody's like, no, you can't die by the alligators. Well, this character has to die anyway, so lions.
Seriously, that's what happened. Like, and these lions just come out, and the zebra's like, well, fuck me.
Oh, cool, free meal. It's already injured. I wasn't going to go near that
fucking
water.
Yeah, dude, and it
water.
Just gets jacked fast.
That's awesome. Those lions are probably just sitting there like, damn, I'm hungry, but I ain't going in that fucking water. My brother Joe went in there and never
came back out.
See
this lioness, dude, like, just sprint at it. Like, there's two of them, but the first one just, like, sprints at it and jumps and just bites this thing right in the neck. It's from a helicopter view. It is fucking crazy.
That's gnarly. I wonder how often that gets seen on, like, actual camera where somebody's just, like, filming, like, oh, there you go.
It's funny because it's this British guy, and he's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, save the queen. She's dead. I don't know what fucking phrase they'd say, because we in America just say, by God, JR, the rattlesnake, Stone Cold Stunner, down. Don't do it.
They should get Jerry the King Live to do nature documentaries.
You got to get JR. Yeah, you got to get them both. That would be fucking amazing. It'd be great. But yeah, I just did that shit. I fucked around a little more and played some more NBA 2K. That shit's weird because it's like real life in this sense. So you're dating a girl.
It's not real life because Steph Curry can't be as good as he can in that game. It's impossible.
I just got done with a 3-point contest, and he was out in the first round. I'm like, oh, this game's fucked.
Right.
The thing that's real about the game, though, is okay. So they give you a girlfriend. So you're doing your My Player. You get a girlfriend while you're in college, and you go to pros. She's still with you. But then here's the thing, and they fucked up the timeline in it, so it actually becomes more real by them fucking up the timeline because she comes up and breaks up with you. And your guy's like, oh, that's too bad. We can still be friends, right? And she leaves, and your guy's like, does fist pumps, like, yes, and calls his friends like, yo, finally, it's over. But then because they fucked up the timeline, like a month and a half, 2 months later, she's still sending me messages with heart emojis and shit like that going, I was just sitting here and I was thinking about you. that character should be gone, and that's what makes it so fucking realistic. It's like, oh yeah, she just wants the D. That happened.
Yeah, that seems like a really dumb thing to have in a video game.
Yes, it's rated E for everybody. So, hey kids, learn about how it is out in these streets. Because
so fucking stupid.
You get in a relationship and then you get out of it, and then everybody realizes, yo, fucking dating is bullshit. Like, next thing you know, you're just like, let's pull up the old Rolodex and go through the old ones because everybody, I don't want to fucking search for nobody. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking terrible. Swipe right
dating
for action.
Sucks ass.
Just keep on swapping right. And then ghost every person you accidentally swiped right on that matched. And you're like, ooh, ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Yeah, so
did that. Started watching Point Break, the new one.
Oh, I bet that's terrible as fuck.
Oh, you'll hear about it more next week. That's all I'll say. Fuck. It's, yeah, it's everything.
It's not even like the first one was really that good.
Well, the first one was amazing for how shitty it was, but it was awesome. Just because of its locale, the way it was done and all that stuff. And natural Keanu Reeves. But yeah, that's really all I got. So, outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, head over to punninggame.com where you can check out everything we got to offer, such as the fine, fine, fastest growing podcast that we have right here. Who gives a F? That's right. Who gives an F? Right here in your ear canals, producing little baby eardrums. I don't know how the fuck that worked, but sure. Then you could jump over. You could check out the Snap Reviews. Monday, Friday, we got a sandwich. That's our little linchpin. We got some nice little bread to make this beautiful baby sandwich. And then you can jump on over and check out the one thing you really want to fucking check out on that site. And that's some audio and visual on your ears and eyes. And Wade can tell you about it.
Yeah, that's the meat of our weekly sandwich that we feed down your throats. That is Fun Punk Gaming. That's where me, Nathan, and Jake all play a bunch of weird-ass video games, normal video games, or just whatever video games. And we do commentary and record ourselves doing it. You can go right to our website and see the latest two episodes each week on the Just Browsing section. If you need all of the deli supply that we have to offer, you just head on over to the Fun Punk Gaming tab and you can see every playthrough we've ever done. Isn't that easy? And then if you really need to get right to the farm and you need to shoot that cow and, you know, slice it up just the way you want, and then get that ham that you need and kill that pig and, you know, slice up the ham just the way you want, you just want to head over to YouTube. That's the slaughterhouse of our sandwiches. And you just type in Fun Pun Gaming and then bam, hit subscribe and you get all the farm fresh meat of our sandwiches that you could ever ask for.
Punninggame.com slaughterhouse. Well, you can't beat all meat.
Shout out to Blue Shack Podcast.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah, check those dudes out. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, ignore all kids on the street. We're out.
I bet metal bras would be extremely uncomfortable.